AircheckDownloads.com. The Weekly Top
40. Ooh, yeah, we are so jazzed to be coming your way on red-hot radio stations like Q105 in Tampa, Z93 in Atlanta, WCAU-FM, Philly's number one music station. Terrific to have you right there. A fine time was had by all, I guess you heard, in Sydney, Australia. What may possibly be the wedding event of the year happened. The 36-year-old groom wore a pink bow tie, a straw hat with ribbons, and one diamond earring in one ear. Oh, yes. His bride, Renata Blauwel, wore a gift from the groom, which was a heart pendant with 63 diamonds. Whoa! Guests included John McEnroe, Olivia Newton-John, and a host of others. And now he's married, Elton John. And he's also at number 21 with, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues, slipped 7 to number 21 on the countdown this week. Now, maybe you can make some sense out of this, if you would. Christine McVie used to be married to John McVie. Stevie Nicks used to be with Lindsey Buckingham, and they all used to be together in their group Fleetwood Mac. Well, now, of course, they're all doing solo projects. They're all divorced and broken up, but they're still the very closest of friends.
Yeah.
And they all say they're very proud of Christine McVie, too, at number 20. Got a hold on me.
You lifted me.
Got a hold on me. That's Christine McVie, and she's up 3 to number 20 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Now, you keep it right there, because coming up, we have the lady who has finally decided to stop hanging around with scum on the streets, and she also answers the question, how black can one person's hair get?
The Weekly Top 40, the hottest hits in the USA.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters, this countdown was made for you and me.
Oh, that's horrible.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Number 19 is where we are. The lady who's been pondering her age lately. She says that once you hit 30, you can't keep hanging around with the scum on the streets and singing about black leather and sex. So she's written a new song that explores her latest exploits. It's called Watching the Clothes. It's all about doing your laundry. Here she is, the very clean Chrissy Hynde with the Pretenders, Middle of the Road. Pretenders and Middle of the Road, that's song number 19 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. It's down 3 from last week, which brings us to number 18. And yes, they did it first with Baby Come to Me by Patty Austin and James Ingram. They followed that with Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl. Then there was a group called Afternoon Delight with General Hospital. And now with Christopher Cross's Think of Laura, General Hospital is claiming to be America's TV hitmaker. Will they do it again? Stay tuned for that answer and other burning questions to be answered as the record turns. Christopher Cross and Think of Laura. That's a song that slipped 6 to number 18 on the countdown. Grown and Barren! Yes, here she is.
Thank you so much, Rick. You're looking wonderful.
Thank you.
I've got something very juicy for you. You're going to love it. Did you know that Brooke Shields and Michael Jackson have disclosed that they're very much in love? That's right. Brooke flew 3,000 miles to be by Michael's side for the American Music Awards, and she called him each and every day after his burn accident, but didn't fly out to see him because Michael didn't want her to miss her classes at Princeton. The couple are as happy as little clams when they're together. But Brooke's mother, Terry, is very protective of her young precious. She does insist that if the two of them wish to hold hands, Michael must wear one black glove because, as Terry says, he's a very nice young man, but I don't want Brooke touching him. After all, you don't know where he's been. This is Groanin' Barrett from Hollywood.
How tacky. Oh, yeah. Coming up, we got the theme song from the movie that's been called The Saturday Night Fever of the 80s. You stay right there.
Weekly Top 40. The Weekly Top 40.
We're on our way to number one across the land and not about to stop till we get there. This is the Weekly Top 40 Countdown at number 17, and the title song from a movie that's being called the best dance movie since Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, get it, Ricky. Get it, Ricky, baby.
It's Kenny Loggins and Footloose.
Everybody got Footloose.
Loose. Yeah, that's Kenny Loggins' song that's up 8 spots to number 17 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. This is Rick Dees, and we're going to be right back with the man who began his career performing to drunks and perverts.
Rick Dees, the weekly Top 40. Rick Dees, weekly Top 40.
Here we are at number 16 on the countdown, and a man that came up the hard way. At the age of 15, he was performing in Greenwich Village to audiences that included drunks, perverts, bums, and bag ladies. And it even got worse when he left his apartment. Matthew Wilder. Matthew Wilder on the weekly Top 40 Countdown, and ain't nothing gonna break a his stride. That's number 16. It slips 5 this week on the countdown. And why does Annie Lennox of Eurythmics wear her hair so close it resembles an orange toothbrush? Well, Annie doesn't want to be just another girly-type singer, so she cut her hair real short, and it's like carrot orange dyed. And the look does have its drawbacks, like the New York cabbie who refused her service because he didn't know what it was. Well, here's Annie and Dave Stewart together. Eurythmics at number 15. Here comes the rain again. Eurythmics up 5 to number 15 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. And now it's time for
News of the Offbeat.
Oh boy, here we go. Medical experts are insisting that E.T. was mistreated in the 1982 Academy Award-winning film. A debate is raging on the subject among doctors, many of whom are claiming that E.T. has every right to sue for malpractice.
Thank you, doctor.
They claim that the correct diagnostic procedures were not exercised in E.T.'s case, while E.T.'s doctors, the ones that they consulted on the film, are countering. They say they did everything they were supposed to do in terms of medical techniques, but Steven Spielberg cut those scenes from the film.
Thank you, doctor.
So E.T. is... But he is feeling better. In fact, he's supposed... Oh, he is here? Come on in, E.T. How is everything? You...
E.T. phone for some broads.
What's up?
You are so kinky.
The radio countdown heard around the world. It is the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Rick Dees at number 14, and currently it's the worldwide tour for this group. And wherever they go, the fans swarm around the hotel, just hoping for a glimpse of their heartthrobs. All it takes is a maid adjusting a curtain in their rooms to send the screaming teens going crazy.
Look, that's Duran Duran. Yeah, throw down some underwear so I can sell it. Yeah, let's hear number 14, boys. Yeah.
Duran Duran, New Moon on Monday. It's up 3 to number 14 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Now, if you thought the Romantics were just another overnight success story, you better think again. In the period of 1 week, they had their hotel rooms broken into, their van was stolen, their equipment truck got towed away, somebody slashed their tires, and they hit a deer in the road. True, but their luck soon took an immediate turn for the better when this single took off in a big way. Talking in Your Sleep at number 13.
When you close your eyes, when you're talking in your sleep.
The Romantics, the four-member leather group from Detroit, and that's Talking in Your Sleep. It slips 5 to number 13 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Also, okay, I got some unbelievable things coming up. A repeat of our weekly Top 40 challenge question. Is he here again? Gee. John Revolting wants to try out his nightclub act on you a little bit. Come in, John, please.
Watch me work.
Yeah.
Watch me work. Goodbye to you every evening. This is John Revolting. And I'm wearing my lime green leisure suit, and I got my chains on from Chains R Us. Right now, I have a revolting quiz for you. That's where I give you the answer, and you got to figure out what the question is. Okay, the answer is gumbo.
What's the question?
The question is... What does John Derek do every night when he comes home and takes out his dentures? You know, I would have been here about an hour ago, but I was doing some shopping at a department store, and they had a power failure, and I was stuck on the escalator for about an hour. Hey, did you know Pia Zadora is wearing a disguise now when she goes out in public?
What's the disguise?
A bra.
Ba-dum-bum.
Hey, you know, I got a new job now. I'm driving a cab, And last night, this lady ran up a $26 bill and couldn't pay it. So she said, well, get in the back seat with me, and I'll take off my dress. And I said, what, you think I'm stupid? That dress couldn't cost more than $14. This is John Revolting. And remember, keep dancing, and don't forget, wherever you go, there you are.
The Weekly Top 40.
The top 10 is right around the corner. Here we are on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. At number 12 is the group Yes. And finally, they're about to start their tour, which was postponed over a month when Trevor Rabin hurt his spleen in a swimming accident. He had to undergo an operation, and the surgeon sewed him up and said, that's enough out of you.
Oh, that's horrible.
Here they are with Owner of a Lonely Heart, Yes. Yes, and Owner of a Lonely Heart. They slipped 7 to number 12 on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. Oh, yes, we are on our way to unbelievable things like the rock superstar turned movie star, the truth about Huey Lewis's baseball career, and also the number one song in the land. That's all coming up.
The Weekly Top 40.
Aircheckdownloads.com.